Hello, everyone, and welcome to this AIM Leadership Podcast. I'm joined today by Raghu Bala, CEO of NetObjects, as well as MIT Sloan Tutor for Artificial Intelligence and Blockchain. We're excited to learn some more about this AIM leader and get his industry insights. Welcome to the podcast, Raghu.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about NetObjects. What type of work does your organization do, and what are some of your favorite things about this position?
So I'm the CEO of NetObjects. We started the company about 6 years ago. And what we are is a digital asset as a service company. So if you look at the kind of a broader spectrum of companies that are trying to change the way technology is used in the form of IoT, AI, and blockchain, one of the things that will stand out for you is the fact that everyone talks about digital assets. This is the part where you actually tokenize assets. And when you tokenize assets, and assets can be classified as digital, physical, or dynamic assets. Digital being avatars, movies, music, things of that nature. Physical being like, you know, let's say, containers for shipping, a fleet of trucks, streetlights in a smart city, or dynamic would be assets that you need to measure, such as water, energy, carbon credits, and so on. So these three classes of assets, when you start to tokenize them, you unlock liquidity, you make them tradable, and that is the sort of trend that's going on currently. And a lot of companies, enterprises are beginning to realize this. So what happens is if you were to build these technologies into your stack, it takes a lot of effort and time. And we have basically put together five different services that form what we call digital asset as a service that companies or enterprises can plug into that enables them to unlock the value of their assets fairly easily. And I can go into the five services really quickly. The first is the ability to do a digital twin of your asset. Second is to authenticate your assets to make sure of its provenance, whether it's genuine, whether the ownership history of the asset, and so on. The third is for tokenization, payment, and decentralized exchanges. The fourth is for the ability to sell it in a storefront or marketplace. And the fifth is for creating parametric contracts around these assets. So these five services make up Matrix, which is our digital asset as a service. And this service enables companies and enterprises and organizations to take the full advantage of what's going on in the digital asset space currently.
Great. Thank you for that, Raghu. You also are with MIT as a tutor for artificial intelligence and blockchain. Can you explain to me how you got into that role and what you enjoy most about that?
So, you know, many times in my career and life, I've been a teacher. Initially, I was an adjunct lecturer at Columbia University when I used to live in the East Coast. And then later on, I had the opportunity to serve in a similar role for MIT Sloan. And that's what I've been doing for the last several years as a lecturer or a tutor for AI and blockchain for MIT Sloan courses online. So the interesting thing about this is I think by teaching, you actually keep very up to date, and you're fresh, and your knowledge is constantly being updated by the participants in the course because they're all inquisitive minds that are asking you questions. And that forces you to be on your toes and being able to answer these questions. So from that perspective, I find teaching to be extremely enriching and beneficial for myself. And I've been doing this for about 4 years with MIT.
And so what would you identify as, you know, some of the most important responsibilities as a board member of AIM?
So I think AIM is an organization that is enabling enterprises or companies in the identity management space to help other enterprises implement different types of technologies, whether it be QR codes, RFID, and various forms of identity management. And a lot of the asset management that we deal with at EndObjects includes identity management, a very important component of trying to do tracking, tracing, monitoring, and so on. And this role at AIM enables me personally to be in the middle of sort of the trendsetter or the organization that is bringing together all of the vendors in the space. And so I personally find it extremely important to be in the know, and AIM is enabling me to do that. And also whatever that I learn both in business and in academia, and I'm able to share it with others in the organization and all of the companies participating in the space.
Great. Thank you for that. And in your opinion, what are some of the greatest opportunities for the automatic identification and data capture industry on a global basis?
Currently, I mean, this is a very dynamic space and always changes. But I'd say currently, the important trends, and if you ask me the same question in a year, I might change the answer because the space is evolving as we speak. But at present, I think the important thing is the ability to identify objects through various types of codes, but also using blockchain in the process to be a single source of truth. I think the combination of IoT or different types of codes, whether it be QR code or data matrix or any other type of code, along with blockchain, is a solution that a lot of enterprises are looking for. And that's, I think, an important development in the space.
Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience before we go?
I think, AIM is an important organization, which is, while it may not be setting standards, it's definitely an organization that is helping enterprises be up to date on the various happenings in the space, and identity management is becoming more and more important. And I see this because it's a very close cousin of something that is a kind of a disturbing trend, which is counterfeiting. And from that perspective, I think AIM's charter is extremely important for companies trying to create products and services which are genuine and bringing value to customers worldwide. And one of the sort of like threats to this issue is the problem of counterfeiting. And through identity management, we can together thwart this problem. And I encourage everyone to support AIM's efforts overall, and also specifically in the space of anti-counterfeiting.
Great. Thank you for that, Raghu. And as a plug as well, Raghu, obviously you did a webinar earlier this year on anti-counterfeiting. So I suggest everyone listening to the podcast today to go to AIM's YouTube page and watch the recording of that. It was some really good stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, we covered a lot of material, and the specifics in that particular podcast about that topic.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and insights today, Raghu. It's greatly appreciated. And once again, we appreciate you and your contributions you brought to AIM and look forward to more of those in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.